Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Marks and Reese. Elliot Shore Parks hanging in with me today for my main man, John Marks. Hold up, Elliot. We got money to give away, brother.
Do it.
This always takes me back to the 80s, man. You weren't even born yet, Elliot.
Nah, this is like Price is Right kind of thing, I guess.
Some type of game show music. But here you go. You got a chance to win $1,000 right now. Just text the word WILD. That's WILD to 72881. Again, that's text the word WILD to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter will win $1,000. You get another chance to win Monday at 4 p.m. and every day at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Well, ESP, I tell you, when we're talking about becoming a better bettor, just an aside here, you got the greatest golf tournament in the world going on this weekend, the Masters. You a Masters guy?
So to be honest, I'm not a big golf guy, but you brought up betting. This is my first time doing it, and it has made it way more fun to follow.
It makes it more interesting, doesn't it?
I would follow the Masters, or like if I saw people tweeting about it and it was close the final day, I would tune in.
Or if Tiger was having...
Yeah, Tiger. I will say golf, when it's close towards the end of the tournament, is amazing TV.
Yeah, final round, Sunday.
Yeah, but having a vested interest in some of these guys, I've been checking, you know, checking the scoreboard and all that stuff. So, yeah, I've been following it.
I got to tell you, for you golf lovers out there, I think we are shaping up for a good one Sunday afternoon, Jack. I think the leaderboard will be packed with the top golfers.
I just need Spieth to be back.
Spieth went through
a tough time a couple of years ago at the Masters. It's time to, you know, reclaim his throne as the best young player in the world.
Don't we want, coming down the stretch, at least four or five of these guys with a chance to win this thing?
Well, the last Masters were so boring because Johnson
blew like everybody away. Yeah. In November, by the way. That's not when you have the Masters.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Does not count. It's like your boy LaFrance championship in the bubble, his bubblegum championship.
It's interesting how people pick and choose what counts in the bubble. You know, like, it just, I always debate with people and be like, well, the Heat getting to the finals is a fraud thing, but blah, blah, blah. Like, the bubble counts. I'm sorry. The bubble counts.
It does not count.
It counts. Now, it was a bit of an easier title, but it counts.
Goodness. Well, I mean, you know, that's how your guy usually wins his.
Oh my God.
Shortened season.
He beat the best team of all time,
bubble.
Came back 3-1. I think that's
the most impressive one.
It's better
far.
Than any Jordan's titles.
I might agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I might agree with you on that. Yeah. That was impressive. I give LeBron full credit for that one. And the fact that Golden State choked, and that's why Steph Curry.
Well, he played amazing too, though. I mean,
once Kyrie showed up.
Well, you can't do it by yourself. You need some help. He still averaged like 35 points, 10 and 11 that series probably.
All right. Well, when do you think, and we'll get to the phone calls. We'll get right back to the phone calls. Lots of Howie Roseman and whether or not this has been a great. Are we still sticking with great or have we moved to good?
We could say good, but I say great.
Okay.
The good helps me a little.
Yeah. Whether or not Howie Roseman has had a good offseason as it pertains to the Philadelphia Eagles. We got the Phillies tonight, Jack. Zach Wheeler back on the mound. Against the Braves and the Sixers on the court tonight, ESP. Are they still in first place in the East, or is there a half a game?
No, the Nets over.
Okay.
They played more games, I think.
Yeah, so it's like a half a game. But they're still battling for the number one seed in the East. They take on New Orleans, and I think it's the first time that they will get a chance to face last year's rookie, Zion Williamson. I like to refer to Zion as a mixture of Charles Barkley and your boy, LeBron James.
That's a bit strong.
Well,
Zion
just the physique.
Yeah, the physique.
The physique.
Agreed.
And the athleticism. I've always given LeBron credit for that. He's he might be the most athletic basketball player I've ever seen.
I mean, he's certainly one of the athletes, when you talk about taking care of your body, staying at elite level. I'm sure there's other out there, but he's
not
done a
better.
Phenomenal job.
Not many better. I'll give him credit for that.
It's weird to think he's in year 19, 18, something like
18,
that.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but the Sixers get to take on Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. I don't know if Brandon Ingram is playing tonight, but the Pelicans, they'll fight you.
Yeah.
It's not an easy W for the Sixers tonight, but should be one that they win. I asked this question before we went to break.
Nice little hypothetical to get people going.
Yeah, get your take on it. So you got four young stars playing in this game. There was a recent list put out there of the top 25 or younger players in the league. I believe Luka was number one. I think Zion was number two or either number three.
LaMelo was up there.
Yeah. And Ben was number seven.
Mm-hmm.
Was number seven on that list. It must have been at least 10 other players that I thought should be ahead of Ben Simmons, but that's just neither here nor there. But you got three of the top young players in the league right now, and I would still consider Joel to be a young player. But I posed that question. I didn't want you to answer it before we went to break. Now you get a chance to answer it. If you had the choice, Ben and Joel moving forward, or would you rather have Zion and Brandon Ingram?
Let me start by saying that Joel Embiid is the best player of the four. Joel Embiid, it's been incredibly impressive to me this year watching him take his game to the next level. The Sixers are better for a lot of reasons. You know, the roster is better, all those things. But the number one reason they're better is because Joel made them special. Much like Carson in 2017 made the Eagles special, and then when Foles came in, they rode that. Like, Embiid being special helped make the Sixers who they are. That being said, Zion and Ingram are one of the best young duos in the NBA. And I know they've not been great in New Orleans, and we'll see in like year three and four, they're going to have to start winning eventually. But if I'm picking a duo, I'm getting as far away as I can from Ben Simmons. I want Zion and Ingram, and it hurts to lose Embiid. Trust me, Embiid is a phenomenal talent. But Ingram is a better player than Ben is, flat out. And Zion is not Embiid, but I'll admit, hand up, I was wrong about Zion. I thought coming out he wouldn't be that good. He's special. Like, he gets to the rim way better than I thought he'd be able to. He is a force down there. Can't shoot yet, but he has a mentality too, I think, to Ben. I mean, you see Ben.
At least he will shoot it.
Right, and he'll attack. So, so it hurts to lose Joel, but I am taking Zion and Ingram over Embiid and Simmons.
Now, my knee-jerk reaction would have been, I'm with you on that. For a lot of reasons that you mentioned, I think there is, you know, people are here that they'll think that you're trolling or anything. I don't believe that. I think that is a legitimate question. You're talking about four young, bright stars in this league. Three of them certainly have the ability to take over a game on the offensive end. We know what Ben is able to do on the defensive end, as well as be a facilitator and score at times when he gets a chance to.
At rare times.
So I think it's more of a realistic question than people would initially respond to it and think that it's some sort of troll job. But I can't get past Embiid.
He's so good.
He's so good, man. Like, I like Zion. I like Zion coming out. Also like Brandon Ingram. I've gone through the Ingram-Simmons argument.
I would have taken Ingram over Simmons.
Yes, and I had that debate. It's funny, Jack. Nobody ever reminds me of that debate.
Same
only
here.
Only remind you when you're wrong. Yeah. I mean, for every Geno Smith, there's
a Noah Von Lay out there
well,
for
we'll
you.
Get
yeah.
to, we'll get to that a little later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I've always been in that camp. But even with that, Embiid is just too good and too special.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Ingram is special. Zion could be special, but I got to see him get there. He is a lot closer to being special than the other two are, but he ain't Embiid special.
No, he's not.
He ain't Embiid special.
He's not, but he's younger. I mean, look, I just think you watch what Ingram can do, and he has to improve it. Like, it's interesting. They're interesting players to compare because – Ingram is a way better scorer than Simmons is. He's a way better shooter. I think he shoots six threes a game, and he shoots pretty good at that. So those are the two things that if I'm picking a player, I want more than anything. Score and can shoot a three. Like, point blank, in today's NBA, that's what I need. And it's interesting because Simmons is so good at all the other things, right? Like, he is a better defender. He's a better passer. Although I think Ingram averages
about 4 or 5 assists.
Yeah, he gets some assists. But Ben does other stuff well.
Yep.
Man, but if I'm building a team, give me that scorer. And then I'll try to I can find another Ben Simmons, I think, or I can duplicate what he does with multiple players. It's tough for me to find a guy at Brandon Ingram's size with his body type that can score and shoot like him. I would be interested to see where his career goes. Look, he's not Kevin Durant, clearly, but he's built like him.
Yeah.
He's built like him in that way, you know, and I think if you give
him
some
time.
And he's a scorer. Yeah. Exactly. So, again, man, losing Embiid would be hard because Embiid showed this year special, right?
Yeah.
And maybe Zion can get there. I just have zero confidence in Ben getting there. So I would take two guys that I think might be able to get there, and it would hurt me, but over the one that has already kind of been there.
Well, and who has the best chance to be the best player in a championship team?
That's Embiid.
That's what I would keep coming
Embiid,
back.
Yeah. Embiid. But I think Zion has that chance.
Zion has zero chance of being the best player in a championship team.
Like, I agree. Have you watched
Draymond,
Zion this year?
He's Draymond Green.
Oh, like, get out of here.
He's a better Draymond scorer.
Don't disrespect the Spartan.
It's nothing about Sparty. I mean, he's stepped
he's
up this week.
He's a way better scorer than Draymond.
I know, but they're the same kind of player. Like, they're the same.
What, in the way that he can do what Draymond does, but then also score like 30 points a game?
He's a better version than Draymond Green.
Well, it's a way better version if you're getting 26 to 30 points more.
There is a 0% chance he can be the best player in Jamie.
Who has a better chance, him or Simmons?
Simmons doesn't need to be if he has Embiid next to him.
So who is it?
Zion.
Okay, Zion. All right, what about Ingram or Simmons?
I think Brandon Ingram is – you guys overrate Brandon
Ingram. No, I think you're slipping on him.
Yeah, how many Pelicans games have you watched this year?
How many Pelicans games have you watched this year?
I watch actually a lot of Pelicans games. They're fun
like
to watch.
Sound like a total loser. But. Yeah.
They're an enjoyable team to watch. The Sixers
they
are.
They are an enjoyable team to watch.
Yeah, they're one of
watch.
The funnest teams.
I would have made
are.
This question more Toby and Embiid versus
Zion. Oh, so the
Zion
two best players.
Yeah, leave my guy out of it. Leave Team Toby out of it.
Well, he's an All-Star.
Yeah, he is an All-Star.
And Ben's only a two-time All-Star. He never played the game. So
yeah, he's a fake All-Star.
Oh, man. So, yeah, if you got thoughts on that, Elliot and I, we'll take your thoughts on that. I think that was a rational explanation, Elliot.
Yeah, look, Embiid, like I said, Embiid is great, but I'm just so disappointed in Simmons this year. I just am. Like, you know, you see now, I think it's year five in the league, but four of him actually playing, and you just don't see the improvement. You don't see him. I'm not questioning whether he works in the offseason, but where's the proof of it on the floor? He's a great defender. He's a great passer, all those things. You don't draft somebody number one overall and give them a max deal to do what Ben does. The team needs Ben to become a scorer. If he's really going to be like one of the best young players in the league, I need way more out of him than they're giving him. And when you look at the playoffs, I think he's the biggest reason they're not going to win a title.
And by the way, Jack, Ben is more like Draymond Green than Zion.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, but Ben's like still a better passer. Like
sure,
Draymond's a good passer.
Izzy Draymond is consistently getting like 12 to 13 assists.
Yeah, but
it's
a different style. Like Ben's a point guard.
Is he?
Except for the fact that he doesn't shoot or score or do anything like that.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that very fun?
No, it's not fun. That's what I'm saying. It's frustrating because I think the Sixers team is really good. And Joel Embiid, I think, honestly, is the MVP this year. After he's come back and played at the level he has, I think he deserves the MVP over Jokic. And I understand he's had a great year. But the Sixers, if they get the number one seed and Embiid continues to play like this, he's the MVP to me.
You won't get any argument out of me. I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks sitting in for Johnny Marks today, hanging out with his boy Ike, as this is a Football Friday, and we've given you a little bit of everything that we're talking about today, but our main topic has been Howie Roseman and this offseason and sort of the grade that he's getting somehow right now, that he's had a great offseason. But most of us in Eagle Land do not feel that way. And Jarrett in Levittown wants to discuss that right now. Jarrett, welcome to 94 WIP, brother.
I appreciate it. How you guys doing today?
Hey, what's up,
J-Man?
All right. So just a quick question here for Elliot. No judgment. Answer honestly.
Okay.
I know there's a great suspicion by Mr. Angelo Gasaldi of Mr. Joe DeCamera might be on some drugs. Are you guys sharing?
I don't get how saying a GM that's won a Super Bowl before could rebuild the team has become a controversial opinion. Like, how did that become that when he's had success before? We've seen it. We've literally seen it.
Yeah, you saw it once out of how many years has he been a GM?
Well, how many teams have won a Super Bowl? It's extremely hard to win a Super Bowl, and they've been one of the best teams in the league over the last 4 years, even with last year in it.
All right, let me put it to you in this little language and a little analogy for you.
All right.
Think of the stock market. You buy a stock for $100. It goes down to $80. You sell it at $80 because, oh, wow, it's only going to get worse. Do you think you got great value because you got out of it before it got worse, or you just got out of the situation a little bit worse than you would have been if you held on? No. You didn't.
Well,
get
it depends, because if
because
it continues. Yeah, but you can't keep throwing bad money on bad money. Like, if you bought it for 100, you sell it for 80, and then it goes all the way down to 15, then selling it for 80 proved to be a wise move. Ultimately, you still lost. I agree. But you're also assuming that you got nothing out of Carson. Carson helped you
win
a Super Bowl.
I'm just making the point.
I'm glad you admitted that.
He did.
You may have gotten out better, but what you're using the term is great value.
It was great value.
You did not get great value.
How did you not? You got a first and a third round pick.
And how many firsts did we trade to get Carson in the first place?
Yeah, but Carson, but you're assuming as if you got nothing out of Carson. You got things out of Carson. He helped you win a Super Bowl. He got you to the playoffs in 2019. So you did get something. A better analogy would be if you spent $100 on the stock and then the stock rolled up and said, yo, I'm moving to Indianapolis, and he forced you to trade him, right? You did get good value for the stock because you had to trade him and you got almost what you put into him in some ways. I mean, I have to do the math on the draft picks, but you got good value out of Carson both when he was here to a certain degree, and then you got great value out of him when you traded him, when he forced you to trade him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, I'm not going to wholeheartedly disagree with you on all that. Mm-hmm. You make some good points.
Yeah, you do too, man. Like, I see the argument against it. I just think ultimately a first and a third, if I would have told you they got that when they benched him, I think you would have been happy with that.
And it's tricky for me because I wanted him gone, so I'm happy he's gone, but I just don't think the value is where it's at. On to the Sixers thing real quick. It's Brandon Ingram and Zion all day. I love Joel. He's my favorite right now. Obviously, he has to be. But you look at Brandon Ingram, you look at Zion, and not only with what they've accomplished, their potential is just out of the roof, whereas with Ben alone, I don't see potential as much anymore. He doesn't know what he's doing with this stuff.
I didn't think the first one would agree with me.
Neither did I.
Ooh, boy.
And I'm on defense with it, but he was no doubt about it.
I think, listen, and I don't mind doing it because I'm not as passionately upset with Ben as a lot of people are right now because I think my expectations were lowered a long time ago.
Same.
But I think a lot of people I'm sensing a lot of disappointment and frustration about Ben Simmons right
now.
Well,
I think the frustrating part now is because you see how good the team is.
Right.
And you see how good Embiid is. And then you look around the league and there's teams that, you know, maxed out guys, invested draft picks in them, where they're getting that value out of them. Like, Ben brings value to the team, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about the playoffs is what matters. The regular season's exciting. You know, they're fun to watch. They're, I think, probably we'll see if they get the number one seed. But come playoff time, what really is going to hurt them is these other teams have better players that you can count on in crunch time. Joel's going to be awesome. I don't think the Nets can stop Joel.
Yeah, nobody
can
stop Joel. Nope.
But here's the problem, that the Nets have three guys that they can count on in crunch time, right? The Bucks, you could argue Giannis. I would trust him in crunch time over Ben, but he's not a great crunch time player. But right. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday. The Sixers, the guy they drafted number one overall, the guy they gave the max money in, you don't even know if you can have him on the court in the final few games. Like, that's an extreme disappointment to me when I see how good the team can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that has a lot of people nervous. But at the same time, people are high on the Sixers right now. And, you know.
Rightfully so.
There's a lot of thought out there that maybe you can do this without Ben scoring. I don't know how you do it,
nope.
But.
Especially when he controls the ball so much.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
He certainly is huge on the other end of the court, though.
He is
huge there.
Absolutely. But if I'm giving a guy a max deal and I'm drafting number one, I need a lot more than great defense. I need scoring. Flat out. In today's league, if you're getting that type of money and investment put in you, I need you to score. Ben does great things. He just doesn't do the important things. Important things.
Hey, today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's pickup or delivery on game day or any day. All your favorites, just click DoorDash or Uber Eats, chickiesandpete's.com for detail. Let's get Lynn in here, my man Lynn from Swedesboro. Love Lynn, he calls up. He's normally sort of even keeled, so it'll be interesting to see where he's at today on the Howie Roseman offseason. Lynn, welcome to the show, brother. What's up?
Absolutely. You know where I stand. Mm. Elliot, I am not going to pat a guy on the back for burning down his house, but then he was able to run back in and collect some valuables.
I'd be appreciative we got some valuables, though, right?
I mean, now, we were in a position at number six, which was idiot-proof. There's nowhere on Howie's resume that shows that he's been able to identify diamonds in the rough, great players. Mm-hmm. You know, we went through the J-Jaw, Metcalf thing. Everybody knows that. Last year, the number one priority that it was unanimous that we needed wide receiver. Right now, he's got it incomplete to a failure grade with Rager as opposed to getting a Jefferson or
Agreed.
Some of the other guys, a T. Higgins. So, but then the big one, you drafted a quarterback in the second round. That's fine. That was your guy. That was your quote-unquote, we didn't want to miss out on Russell Wilson again. Okay, that's the guy that you wanted to go with. Why are there rumors that you're trying to package something together to try to get another quarterback, either Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson before all this stuff came along. We had a lot of holes in this team last year in the draft. The kid, the safety Chin, that the Carolina draft, he would look very good on this football team right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, absolutely.
We might not have lost the number one quarterback we had last year had we drafted a better receiver, but that's neither here nor there. So why you're getting this guy credit for getting all these picks later on? He hasn't shown the ability to pick a diamond in the rough.
Well, I don't know if I completely agree with that. Okay, go ahead.
Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown were drafted a long time ago. Can you name me the cornerback, the corners that we have now that we've drafted that we can depend on? No, we always have to go out and sign.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a weak spot. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Been 20 years, Lynn. We haven't drafted a corner in 20 years.
Where I would push back, though, is you're talking about the number 12 pick. Number 12 pick is not a diamond in the rough. I mean, you can still get an elite talent there. Now, it's harder to do, absolutely. And to your point, the idiot-proof, safe thing to do would have been to stick at 6 and take Ja'Marr Chase, especially with the heat he's under. If he does that, people like it. I just can't fight the value. The value is there. So if you get a good guy at 12, it's going to look like a great trade.
Yeah.
Or even better trade, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when draft night comes and they make the selection, obviously a lot of the concerns can be alleviated depending on who they draft.
I would imagine the reaction to who they draft initially will not be good, if I had to guess.
Right. Because it's not going to be one of the guys that we think.
It's probably not going to be a receiver.
Quiddy Pay, baby. Come on
yeah,
down.
Yeah, Quiddy Pay. So I think him and the guard out of USC, people would be the most upset about.
Guard out of USC?
Yeah. No, don't. Elliot, stop talking.
No, I wouldn't take him. I wouldn't take him. I'm just saying. There is a guy, I don't have the name in front of me. There's a guard from USC that people are saying is going to be selected around there. If Howie does that, people are going to be very upset.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I don't know if I'm even hoping for that, just so I can get the reaction from everybody. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get right back into this Eagles discussion. And I want to get your thoughts, man. Embiid, Simmons, or Zion, Brandon Ingram. It's not as crazy as you may think if you actually think about it deep and hard enough. Four young players. Three of them I think people feel comfortable about. One of them, there's a lot of question out there. We want to get your conversation on that. And could the Eagles be bringing back one of their Super Bowl heroes? Which one of those Super Bowl heroes? Boy, it's JP. Ooh, boy, it better not be Jason Peters.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
That would go over well.
We'll get into that. And all of your Howie Roseman phone calls, 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks hanging in for Johnny Marks. I'm Mike Reese, right here on 94 WIP.